we'll start with Anthony Marcotte.
Hey, Cole, what a day. The OB Baker Award, a 3.9 game-winning goal with your new team. Could you have expected a better outcome for you tonight?
Not really. It was a fun night. Obviously, it was a special with the award, but you know, all my focus was here and on that this game, so it felt good to get the win.
We just talked with your coach, who told us that you really have a gift to score goals. But I mean, it's a step in the caliber of play. Did you expect to have that kind of success your first night out there?
I mean, I'm a player who adapts to any different situation. So I think I found it pretty quick. And obviously, you know, every night's not going to go that way, but I'm just sticking with it and working as hard as I can.
All right, Cole, thank you very much.
Next question, Sean Campbell, TSN 690.
Cole, just take me through the first goal you scored, the pass from Wheel, and just burying it the way that you've done so many times at Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't have drawn it up any better. It was a great pass. We had the puck in the zone for a while. So obviously I was just lucky enough to finish it, and that felt good for sure.
And I know it's the third team you've joined in this calendar year from the World Juniors in Wisconsin and now Laval. How much fun did you have?
So much fun. I mean, hockey's the best thing to do in the world. So anytime I can get out there, I have the best time. And, you know, it always feels a little bit better when you win.
Thank you, Sean. We'll go with Arpin Basu.
Hey, Cole. Quite a night for you. Congratulations on the award. You know, you watch a lot of hockey. You analyze hockey. And I know that you kind of eat, drink, and breathe it. What aspects of this game were you unsure about entering it, and what things did you learn that you were able to do that came maybe a little easier than you might have expected at this level?
I mean, I'm always learning. I don't think there's anything that I was too confused about going into it. Obviously, I was pretty excited. I mean, your first pro game, but yeah, I found you work hard back, and that's when the offense comes. I mean, you put in the work and time, you know, coming back, stopping in D zone and find a way to get it out. When you play in the offensive zone, you got to have a little bit more patience, and you're able to find guys. And I mean, I'm playing with two great guys right now. So, you know, credit to them, you know, for the success tonight.
I know that you had mentioned, you know, the speed and decision-making that's required at the pro level and just the general pace of play that goes up a notch. You didn't seem to be needing to adapt to that. You seem to be fitting that. Was it that much quicker than you had maybe thought?
Obviously everybody's a little bit better at this, a lot better at this you know, type of game. And so obviously for me, I just tried to pick it up as fast as I can, and there wasn't too much of a change. I think I've been prepared for this type of game, and you know, that's what I've been working for these past 2 years. So and obviously it feels good, you know, to have success in these games based on the work I put in, but, you know, there's tomorrow. So, obviously you're going to enjoy tonight, but, refocus and get after it tomorrow.
Jean-François Chaumont.
Hi, Cole. You were looking pretty calm on the ice, but was there any moment where you were nervous before the game?
Actually, not really. I mean, I was just pretty excited to play a game. I mean, it's been, you know, a couple weeks since my last game, so it doesn't feel like the season ever ended, and I was just happy to be out there again.
I'm just curious, on your second goal, were you looking to go for the rebound right away, or was it planned for you to go low and trying to go for a rebound, or it was maybe a little bit of luck?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was kind of a breakaway, kind of not, and just try to put it on net, and luckily enough it came back to me, and just put it upstairs.
Eric Engels, Sportsnet.
Hi, Cole. Congrats on the award and your first game here, obviously. I just want to know, like, can you take us a bit into your headspace before you play a game? Any game? Are you doing a lot of visualization? Are you not thinking about the game? Are you, like, what's your headspace kind of before you play?
I mean, I'm just trying to stay loose. Obviously, you know, being with the guys, talking about the game, you know, certain situations, just having good communication before the game. I mean, playing with the new team, so I just try to communicate as much as I can with them. And I think, you know, everybody can play with anybody here, and That's the kind of team we have, and I've learned that pretty quickly. And you know, it's just it was a good night for us, and you know, big win.
I know you talked about, you know, goal scoring being a function of you know, good defense first. I'm just wondering, like, how much of it is a function of your confidence beforehand? Like, do you go into a game expecting that you're going to score? Is that part of being a goal scorer?
For me, no. I think it's more about getting your chances and hitting the net. So as long as I'm doing that and creating offensive zone, you know, pressure and keeping the puck on my stick, I think that's when you're having the most success.
Stu Cowan, The Gazette.
Hey, Cole, I'm sure you're tired of people talking about you being a small player, but how has that maybe helped you in your career up to this point? How has it maybe driven you to continue to prove people wrong at every level and now at this level?
I mean, obviously it's never going to go away. People are always going to, you know, continue to stab at that. But for me, it's more putting pressure on myself to do better each day. And I kind of block out the noise on the outside, because the only thing that matters is my teammates and coaches, you know, and how they feel I play. So as long as we're doing that and, you know, I'm focused on myself and the team, I think that's when I have the most success.
At what age or what level of hockey do you think your shot became such a big weapon? And what was the key to you developing it over the years?
I think I've had it pretty much my whole life. You know, my dad pretty much taught me how to shoot at a young age. And then I just shoot as many pucks as I could each day. So I think it's just repetition. And now it's just in my mind that I know what to do with it.
Daphne Malbeuf, RDS.
Hi, Cole, and congrats on the trophy and your first game. When we talked this week, you told me that even with the pressure, you know, if you did all the little things, that it would work out just fine for you. I know that you had a lot on the scoring sheet today, but were you proud also with all the other little things that you did on the ice tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I was proud of our whole team tonight, obviously. It was special to, you know, get on the board early, and but it was obviously just a big win for us. I mean, we had to kill a 5-on-3 close to the end of the game, and they were pulling their goalie, and they had a lot of pressure. But we stuck with the plan and trusted in our game plan, and I think you know, that's why we're having success right now, and hope to keep that going.
With the year that you had, I asked you, aren't you tired a bit? And you told me that you still got plenty in the tank. After one game in the professional, you know, it's this a lot more physical game. Do you feel that you still got plenty left in the tank?
Yeah, I mean, I think I had my break during quarantine, so I'm ready to go.
We'll take four more for Cole. We'll go with Patrick Williams, Grant McHagg, Jared Book, and Amy Johnson. Patrick, you're up.
Thank you. Cole, essentially in the last 2 weeks, you've left home, you've left your country, moved to a new country, gotten a new job, been through a quarantine, so on and so forth. Where are you at mentally going through all that? That's a lot to squeeze into 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's part of, you know, your dream, honestly. I think this is something that I dreamed about as a kid, so now I'm just living in the moment and enjoying every second.
Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Hi, Cole. My one question for you, but kind of two different parts to it. Tony Granato said tonight that he and your teammates were back watching all together in Wisconsin to watch your game tonight and the Hobie announcement. You told us earlier in the week that your parents excitedly, of course, signed up for AHL TV to be watching. How excited are you to get to share all of this with those two groups, both Tony Granato and all of your teammates back in Wisconsin, and your Hobie win and your parents, just this whole journey you've been on?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously been a special year. You know, my teammates have been unbelievable this year at Wisconsin, and Coach Granato has done, you know, a lot of things for me to have success. So credit to them, and obviously my family. I couldn't be more happy for them. I mean, they've done so much work for me to have this success.
Jared Book.
Hi, Cole. What I know that you were campaigning for Darryl Watts to win the Patty Kazmaier Award before leaving. What does it mean to leave Wisconsin and that chapter with the Hobie Baker?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously pretty special. There's only been one winner, Blake Jeffrey, out in the past, and I'm just happy to be a part of, you know, a legacy like that. I mean, it's a great place to play hockey and do school as well. It's just a great city, and it was a special 2 years for me, for sure.
Last question, Grant McCagg.
Yeah, Cole. I noticed that they did a taped interview with you in a hotel room. In the hotel room, you did. They did a taped interview for the Hobie Baker. So when did you find out that you had won, and did you have to keep it from people, and just the process of how that all went down and the feeling?
I honestly didn't know. It's an award that's prestigious and something that they like to keep quiet. So honestly, I didn't know, and I found out right before the game. So that meant a lot to me, my family, and I can't wait to call them tonight to thank them for everything.
All right, Cole, thanks a lot for your time. Congrats again on that award. Et merci à tous les membres des médias. Bonne fin de soirée. Have a good evening, everyone. Merci.